Very special guest joining the show this morning. He's going to have an album set for release very shortly featuring the vocals of Robin Thicke, Mary J. Blige. Latest single, Calling All Hearts, featuring Robin Thicke and Jesse J, is available to purchase now. We're talking to DJ Cassidy. How are you, dude?
Yes. How are you?
Hey, we're great. What's your normal entrance? Like, do you have some epic like DJ entrance that you come into, like, I don't know, like some cool music or something? Like, I feel like we didn't really do you much justice there.
Well, actually, when I perform now, I actually perform with a band. It's a whole new chapter in my life, and to represent the live instrumentation on this album, I now perform with a band. So the first song of my set that I walk on stage to is actually Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight.
Get out with the drum solo. Hectic, that's insane.
Uh-huh. If you and could, I got the guitar player playing along and the keyboardist playing drummer playing along, and that's how I walk out on stage.
All right, DJ, you have to pick a theme song for me and Christy, and we only get to describe ourselves a little bit to you. What do you reckon?
Well, you haven't described yourselves.
Okay, so I'm 30.
Give me a few sentences. To
okay, I'm 30. I'm attempting to grow a beard, but I look like a 13-year-old boy, and I wear a pair of glasses.
Okay, that's one of the most interesting...
And I rollerblade.
He rollerblades. He just bought rollerblades with flames on the side of them.
True blue.
Okay, so that's one description. Mm-hmm. Give me the second.
Oh, you need more than that.
Oh.
Okay. Well, no, I thought it's for the two of you.
Oh, Christy. Okay, go. Christy, your turn.
Okay, so I just got braces, like adult braces.
Oh, we're looking good, aren't we?
And what else? I've got a bit of a cold, so I'm a little bit sniffly at the moment. And I like to wear leather pants.
I'm actually wearing leather pants at the
moment.
Get out. No,
hey, listen to this. Can
no,
you hear this?
Not.
I'm going to put my leg up to the microphone. I'm slapping my leather pants.
Do you want to hear my leather pants?
Do it. Slap your leather pants.
Okay, hold on.
There's some weird
what
leather
color are your leather pants?
Going.
Well, mine are black. They're quite standard. What are yours?
Mine are powder blue.
Powder blue leather pants. How are we not seeing this right now? It's so disappointing. Yeah,
why don't we have a video Skype thing happening?
Can you take a selfie of your powder blue leather pants and put it on Twitter or something? We need for all of our listeners to see this.
I'll do that right away. I'm actually taking over Sony Music Australia's Instagram today.
Get out,
so
really?
So if you sign on Sony Music Australia, at Sony Music Australia, you'll see my powder blue leather pants, and you'll also see my powder pink leather blazer.
DJ Cassidy, can you just clear up this little rumor? Have you actually DJed for Barack Obama?
I was honored indeed.
Oh my God.
Is he a loose unit?
Is he what?
A loose unit, like a real party goer.
He likes to party and dance. And,
I thought that's
why I'm there. I mean, you know, it would be a blatant lie if I said otherwise. I was the first DJ to actually play a presidential inauguration.
That's huge.
And I was actually the first DJ to ever play at the White House.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And in addition to both inaugurations, I played the president's 50th birthday at the White House and the First Lady's 50th.
Get out! So you're tight with them now. You're tight with the Obamas.
I guess you could say that.
Did you get to pick the music, or did they come to you?
No, I pick every single song.
So what song are you dropping for the President of the United States?
I'm dropping a lot of records of the era that actually inspired my album. So a lot of soul music from the late 1970s and early 1980s. Everything from Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind & Fire, Kool & the Gang, Chic, Chaka Khan.
Oh, no, all those,
you know, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, et cetera. But,
so
you know.
Cool.
You sound like an absolute love machine. Rockin' Marvin Gaye.
But, you know, I also drop a Jay-Z and a Beyonce, you know, and everything in between.
That is so cool. So could you actually see Barack Obama rocking a pair of leather pants too?
I couldn't. Maybe when he leaves office, but I think when you're in office, you have to maintain a certain level of conventionalism.
Maybe like a leather tie, just a little. I would love to see
like a skinny black leather tie.
Yes, like a little sneak peek, just a little sneak peek.
I don't know if it would fit with the navy suit though, the gray suit. It would need a different silhouette of the suit, but perhaps as a departing gift, maybe when he leaves office after 8 years, I could send a pair of leather pants.
Give him a pair of leather pants, or
you two in the leather pants.
Or a leather piano necktie. You know, the keyboard neckties that look like they're a piano on a tie.
A skinny keyboard 1985 yes. necktie.
Yes. Yes.
Do you guys have any leather underwear between the two of you?
I'm wearing leather underwear right now.
It's no, you're not.
My pants.
Yeah. Are you fibbing? Or are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Get
you
up.
Want me to put that on Instagram too?
Please.
They make leather underwear. Like, how comfortable is that on a scale of 1 to 10?
I actually had a leather thong made for a girlfriend once.
That's a G-string here in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a G-string.
Yes, okay. And how'd she take that?
She loved it.
You're talking a custom-made leather G-banger.
I once made a girl a custom black leather lace.
That
black
is
leather and lace.
Because a lot of people think that the G-string's on the way out.
And what's going to replace it? A full butt?
I don't know. The bikini style's coming back. I've got a feeling that the skimpy knickers are still in, but I don't know about a full-blown G-string. But then if it was leather.
I'm a thong fan.
I'm a thong fan. Yeah, okay.
I'm a thong fan till the day I die.
Well, maybe I can get your advice, DJ Cassidy. I bought my missus a lacy G-string for Christmas. And then as we are talking, it's now June. And I'm asking you this because for 6 months, she hasn't touched the bloody thing. what would coerce her to maybe just wear it just for one night for me?
I think you probably should have made a leather one and she was excited to put it on.
That's where you went wrong.
It's because I went a cheap, nasty piece of butt string.
There you go. That was your number one mistake.
I love how you just called it a cheap, nasty piece of butt string. That makes me not want to see a thong ever again.
Butt floss, man.
Dude, congratulations on everything. Everyone get on this. Calling All Hearts featuring Robin Thicke and Jesse J. It is available to purchase now. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Cassidy, thanks for your time, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me.